Farmland sales and value expert Randy Dickett talks about several factors that are influencing the value of farmland. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
The market's holding its breath to see what happens. I think everybody's familiar with the trade issues and tariffs, and with China specifically with ag products. How's that affecting California wine producers or alfalfa exporters from the Pacific Northwest, and especially soybean producers? So that impacts farm income. I think everybody's familiar with the trade issues and tariffs, and with China specifically with ag products. How's that affecting, you know, California wine producers or alfalfa exporters from the Pacific Northwest, and especially soybean producers? So that impacts farm incomes. Then there's the uncertainty if this goes on, is the USDA going to have another deficiency payment, market facilitation payment, like we're having right now? Uncertainty also is when will that finish getting paid? It's a near-term uncertainty. Interest rates, we know Federal Reserve had been planning to move those up gradually a few more times, but then we hear maybe they're going a little bit slower on that. So that affects land capitalization rates and loan rates and stuff.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.